Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, and another edition of AMC Press, and hopefully everybody can actually get in, because I was having trouble, it just off me. Anyway, welcome to another edition. This edition is 475 of AMC Press & Co., which is entitled Social Media Fails and More. Does it mean when you say to the other person, jump off the bridge, do you? Possibly? Maybe?
No.
If you're stupid enough? Sure. Well, let's picture it in a different way, shall we? Let's say you're Twitter, and you think that Alibaba from China has failed, and then Facebook hasn't done any better. By any better, we don't mean they robbed the bank. No, in fact, they totally plummeted, but their president's emphatic reaction was, why do we have to compare ourselves to a damn Harvard graduate?
I don't know.
Or a dropout? Then Apple joined in on wait for it.
A fawn?
A watch.
Their fawn.
A watch. That's right.
Sorry.
It's expendable. Apparently, you can order Xboxes and diapers with it. Also, Facebook has a virtual playground entitled Hello. Does this or can this mean anything?
That
for Android, nonetheless, which you could possibly see dead people.
Or maybe it's Ultimate coming back and said, I can see crazy Ultimate.
Is it me you're looking for?
No. But then we finish up with a person's brilliant idea for Hungry Hungry Cops. More on that later. Where can you find us? Well, you can find us at itsmyurls.com/AMCPress and shop for us on Zazzle.com, keyword AMC Press pop-up shop. You can also contact us on Facebook and Twitter us on Twitter at our handles AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews.
Mm-hmm.
And now, at least for our first topic of the night, yes, that's right, you heard it right, AMC. IPO chaos, and the fact that the Huffington Post reported that the Twitter stock didn't do as well as we thought. Apparently, Facebook isn't doing too well either, in the fact that it's after early published earnings. Yeah, Alibaba, which is an online warehouse site that everything that you can get made in the United States, you can make the same thing for cheaper cost than labor. Intent, any mercantiles out there, go to Alibaba, and you can chat, whatever, you know, do, itemize, make stuff, you know, with independent supporters. That's what this stuff is. Now, how Alibaba compares to all this, because when it was first announced that Omnibus was going to hit the stock market, everybody was in that huge swing of, this is going to change the economy, this is going to do this, this is going to do that. Did it? No. But then when Facebook came a year before, Mark Zuckerberg had his delight between the fact of the Wall Street power-hungry lions going, oh my god, there actually is a tech wizard. And tech wizards are going, yes, I actually see you, I know who you are, not really know who you are, but I'm a Harvard graduate who just had a dream. And then got smacked in the face with another IPO. Then, we have Twitter. Now, Twitter just opened. Its valuation price was a record $432 million below the analyst price of $458 million. So, a couple of points down. Thompson and Rubens had expected, but was not immediate. And then cleared. And then it cleared how the information got into the seller's hands in the first place. Celery, which is just the, you know, measuring device that they measure everything, basically said it hit rock bottom by 4 p.m. yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Now, after hours, you know, Huffington Post blamed in 2011 for was blamed for leaking Microsoft's earnings, but then tweeted that the company denied that it even leaked the Twitter data, stating that today's dollar sign WTWR, which means probably the Wall Street Traders earnings was released to a source from Twitter's investor relations website, investor.twitterinc.com. No leak, no hack. And this was yesterday. Then their managing partner of the investment firm Land Court Capital commented, saying, it raises a lot of security and privacy questions if Twitter can't keep its results safe and can't protect its users. Oh, duh, we say, you know. But then trading of Twitter or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, right, stock was temporarily halted on Tuesday after the Celery announced the results, which left the CEO of Twitter, Dick Kostlogue, to go, revenue growth fell slightly short of our expectations due to lower than expected contribution from some of our newer direct response products. To a normal layman user, probably that would mean, and where's my money? You know, this is the whole thing. I mean, I think that, I don't know about you, Johnny, or Allison, but I would think that Johnny, I don't think that, you know, tech companies should get IPOs, do you?
Well, it is a business after all.
I mean, it is a business after all, but, you know, to become publicly traded is fine, it's great, you get to make millions of dollars. But if you're a tech company like Twitter, which benefits the world, it's benefited public events and stuff like that, and world events and whatever, thank God we have Twitter. Okay, perfect. But do you think they really should have stock prices? No. I mean, to me, I would think that I don't know about you, but what did you think of Alibaba when it hit?
Uh-oh.
I mean, what did you think of when it hit?
What?
When Facebook opened its own IPO and then Twitter followed suit.
Of course, we know Facebook kind of, like, overshot it.
well, Facebook is overshooting everything. But Twitter, you know, is the bird that basically plummeted 90 feet. You know, I think somebody threw a stone and said,
yeah.
And said, you know, they threw a stone and basically said, oh, we're going to knock you off a few pegs because you followed Twitter. I mean, followed Facebook. You know, if Twitter followed Twitter, it would be following its own frickin' tail. You know?
Right.
And then if Twitter followed Alibaba, well, Alibaba would probably just make a new Twitter.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't know. But, I don't know what, stuff,
yes.
I don't know what stuff it's made out of, but it is kind of funny in the fact that when you do stuff like this, right, and you open private books, right?
Right.
You don't do it for the goodness of your heart, you know?
Right.
Over a certain amount of time, you begin to wane. It's like a kid in high school who gets constantly picked.
Right.
You know, you don't go into it. You don't go into it lightly. You know, you're saying, oh, I got picked on. And, it's a bully, I pick on everybody every day. And, what's your point? You know what I mean?
Right. It's called show. It's like show us what it's good for, and actually show us.
Right. Exactly. And you know, it puts pressure on them to make more money. And
right.
You know, leaving it to take a dangerous turn for social media.
Yeah.
Although it's brilliant, how can you execute the flaw? I mean, can you execute flaws? Can you execute the flaw? Or re-execute something? You know, they can't take
right.
it back. Once it's out there, it's out there. So,
right.
What do you do then? I mean, it's like,
right.
When Mark Zuckerberg announced the IPO of his company, everybody went, oh my God! And then, congratulations!
It went.
All good hurrah. And then it overshot everybody's expectations
right.
by not doing anything.
Right, going, wait a minute.
Even though the wait a minute just gets everybody on the stock floor going, okay, a 23-year-old is trying to change everything?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Why, you know, or however
yeah.
old he was when he launched the thing. What? You know what I mean? What is, it's now not even funny anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's a joke, practically.
Yeah.
But if they improve, great. Not all stocks actually start out really good. you know what I mean?
Right.
But then again, Apple, right? Apple.
Yes.
Is there shuffling going on?
Sorry.
All right. And then
that would be me, guys.
And then Apple. Apple.
Working on something over here.
We can hear that. Then Apple found that.
And that is somebody's
watch.
Motorcycle.
Yeah, right. Their watch basically had even more trouble than it was worth.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
it's called FTS tattoos. You can't win. You can't purchase one. That's going to go over big.
Or no, you can't win. You know, iMall. God damn. I mean, what are they going to do? You know, when Apple user loses his job, is he going to go, I fucked up?
It won't work.
You know.
Heart rate sensor in the Apple Watch. It could be disabled, but
disabled in what way?
I think it's almost like I didn't mean to purchase this, and then I didn't mean to purchase this, right? We found that out yesterday. Then today, you know, we know that the Apple Watch doesn't work on tattooed wrists, and then
right.
You know, we found out. We found out that the we are now finding that it's now lowering people's heart rate.
Or it's having issues finding people's heart rate.
Or it's having issues finding people's heart rate. So everyone who wears Where's an iPod? An iPod.
An Apple.
iPod?
Yeah, wearing your iPod? I don't think so. Wearing your iWatch is going to die within the next 15 minutes. Because they can't find the heart rate.
No. The watch can't find your heart rate.
Right, so that means that you're going to die in the next 15 minutes.
No.
If they can't find the heart rate,
the
then
watch.
It's a jump stump.
You're screwed.
If the watch can't find your heart rate, guess what? You're dead.
It's called watch has issues.
Well, it's having issues, but it's also everybody calling their call center and going, my fucking iPhone doesn't work. My fucking MacBook doesn't work. None of your products work.
Right.
You know,
I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
Right.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out. And then, it doesn't take a genius to actually go, yes, we can fix this.
Or it's going to take years to fix. Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, so the hands of time and philosophy actually work. Well said, Nietzsche, you know,
right.
Or Plato,
right.
Or whatnot. It is that kind of thing. You know, well said, and so, everybody, pay attention when we say, if you're listening in the Middle East, Americas, Europe, wherever you're listening to tonight, listen, if you have an Apple Watch, if you can afford an Apple Watch, return it.
Or attempt to.
Apple will thank you for it. You'll get your money back. And then also, you will be grateful for a normal watch that doesn't do half the shit and doesn't ruin or fuck up your life.
Or does it involve you purchasing a,
Or does it involve you personally?
Does it involve you purchasing things that you don't mean to purchase?
Right, like diapers or Pampers or whatever. or even worse, iTunes mail order brides. Did I just say that? You know, kind of thing. It's the same thing with Google Glasses, you know.
Look at where that went. Nowhere.
Yep. Right, because
it's like
opticians said, "Are you fucking crazy? You're crazy, right? You're absolutely nuts. You can't, you know, there can't be a thing where this actually works on the street."
Right.
Same with Segways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather incredible.
Right.
Having the insanity of technology, you're not always going to get it right.
But you're not going to have epic fails either.
Right. But that's causing a huge misnomer. Nobody's going and saying we are the, you know what I mean? Nobody's going to say we're wrong, but
right.
Also nobody's saying, you're absolutely right with what you're doing. You know?
Right.
How many times have we seen this? How many times have you seen, you know, people go, we're not ready yet. Oh, we're not ready yet.
Right.
Oh, shit. We're going to be,
mother of God, this sucks.
Yeah. How many times, you know?
Right.
You know, most people go, okay, you're not ready yet.
Fine, great.
Now, let's
now
improve.
Go back to your existence. Being the...
Exactly, you know. Nobody is saying don't go back. The moral of the lesson
right.
is really when you go back, make
right.
sure you change everything else.
Right.
You know. Make sure that you change everything else.
Right.
And then... Take stock of everything else.
Right.
That's
it. In a nutshell.
That's it. In a nutshell. Nobody is saying anything else. You know,
mm-hmm.
saying, do, you have two choices, do or do not. If you choose to do, just
right.
be careful that everything is
fine.
Fine. you know?
Right.
Most people don't
do that.
That's where you make a mistake of running something that is not right, you know?
Yeah.
That is the key thing. You know, you don't.
Right.
I mean, how many times does the mentor have to say, do not go out with something if it's half-baked. Do not. And then the student does, and then he falls on his own batard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what everybody else is saying. But we have to move on from this.
Yeah.
Because I can't keep talking about it. otherwise, I'm going to get sick. You know. What else is going on?
There's quite a bit. Now we go from Apple Watch down to the new Facebook app where it will allow you to see your loved ones. Your loved ones might have passed away, might show up on this new app. So if you're it's not the best thing, especially losing loved ones. You don't expect them to be seen, or profiles be seen on your caller ID, which means your call history will show up, which. And people might see people who showed up, passed away 2 years ago or so, on there, which is reported by probably Huffington Post. That's crazy for the one thing where when people are grieving, they grieve in different ways. Seeing numbers pop up like it's a... like nothing. That would not go well for me. That would not be the best thing. Is when you're grieving and dealing with loss, I don't think seeing loved ones pop up on your loved ones pop up would benefit anyone.
I mean, it wouldn't benefit anyone. Anyone wouldn't want to see.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
George, that one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody would want to see their loved one on Facebook if they died.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just doesn't.
And they just pop up. That's crazy.
Right. It doesn't make much sense to say that you're going to create an app that, number one, displays your dead relative or your dead friend or your dead acquaintance or anybody is just disrespectful, you know. I understand having a Facebook, you have a G. I understand all of that. But everybody sees it.
But there's a point of having an app which potentially would gather all your cell phone data and show people who passed away within a 2-year period. That's creepy. Sorry. It's called
it's
no
creepy.
Fucking way.
Yeah, it's
called
creepy.
No way.
it's creepy in the it's creepy in the multiple sense of the word creepy. Even though it's singular words, but I wouldn't want if I would you know, passed on to anybody of course passed on. They saw my name and they said, "Oh, he's still alive? No, I'm not gonna contact you for grave." Kidding me?
It's
you know?
Unknown. I feel bad for their relatives going, "Is this person it would be is this person still alive? Are you kidding me?" It's like they're the bordering on being it's like there's things that it's like so you didn't see what so you weren't paying attention really now
and the crazy thing that when you create apps, keep in mind the dead, you know, make sure that you know, when you program these apps, make sure that they don't fit, you know, in
pissing off families that who lost loved ones. Yeah, but no.
No.
It's called, so you want, it's almost like going, so you rather piss off people who have
right, and when not having everything, you know, when not knowing a person, right?
Right. Even worse.
That's even worse. You just don't go, oh yeah, I'm going to make everything.
An issue.
An issue. And taking it into huge consideration of the millions of people who you then create the app for. Apparently, like this time a few months ago, somebody goes and says, "Oh, they're discriminating against women on the app Temple Run because they only had a man."
Right.
Some 11-year-old basically outed 31-year-old app creator and said, "Guess what? There are no 11-year-olds, and that doesn't seem fair. And I'm a woman.
Right.
That doesn't seem fair. That's fucking racist, and it's also
right.
sexist."
No, it's
so
sexist.
And then the Washington Post picked it up. So it's kind of a thing where you don't realize stuff once you launch it. You launch it,
right.
Say the show. This show, for existence, in existence, right? It's existing right now. When you launched it, Allison, you didn't expect this many people to follow you?
No.
No. You honestly launched it for a voicing chat.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Right. You're correct on that.
What?
You're definitely correct with that.
Yeah. You didn't expect it to be this big, but now it is this big. It's still manageable, but it's also one of those things that you just go, oh yeah, I don't expect it, and then it falls into other people's laps. Unfortunately,
right.
I mean, fortunately, this is a podcast. This is not a thing of, this is not a thing where it's an app. You know, when we launch our app, yes, there is an app in the future, I can't tell you when. You know, when we launch it, we can't always be mindful of the dead, but we can be mindful of what we're putting out.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that is the thing is, okay.
Be mindful
of what you're putting out.
Yeah,
take care of what
you're putting out. Oh, yeah. Right.
Nothing will go on. No. Loads of shit will go on. You know, but you don't know it yet. It's like when you get nominated for an award. You don't know because you're sleeping, and then everybody texts you and tells you that you've been nominated. You go, holy shit, I've been nominated. Right, I just want to sleep. I've been nominated. Oh my god, wake up! Okay. You know.
It's like, wait, what's going on? Like, wait,
right.
Are you serious?
What's going on? My cell phone is getting crowded with everything? What? You know.
Right.
Kind of thing. It is. Incredible. But. But other than that, it's not. It's not a thing we can always predict. We've said this before, we'll say it again. But then we have other news to come into, right? We go from dead ones on Facebook, or Facebook app, to the UN and Croatia. And the human rights watch in Croatia. They are saying that disability rights reform. Now, everybody knows our stance on disability rights and the fact that we advocate them for them. And so that's a disclaimer. We do advocate.
Yes,
and we don't satirize them. So apparently the Croatian government should urgently heed by the calls of the UN disabled rights experts and prompt to improve its disability rights record. The Human Rights Watch said today, on April 17th, that the UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities recommended that the Croatian government should do more to protect the rights of people with disabilities, including legal reform and ensuring that everybody with a disability who is in an institution has the opportunity to move into the community.
Yes, that's perfectly reasonable.
It's perfectly reasonable, but also it's a thing where it throws into everybody else, not just Croatia. I mean,
right?
I understand, like anybody would understand, like you would understand, that, you know, everybody with a disability should be protected, but they aren't always. The committee of the UN monitoring body consists of 18 independent experts scrutinized Croatia's record on disability as part of its mandate to review government compliance with the Convention of Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The Croatian party has been treaty to this since 2008. So that's about 14 years old, if I'm guessing.
It's like going from one extreme to another with how much goes on.
It's 7 years old now. You know, they should know better. While the committee recognizes the Croatian government has made progress, okay, it still doesn't fully respect the human rights model.
Right.
Well, if they don't respect the
human rights,
then how do you
proceed?
Yeah, how do you proceed? Do you put them on sanctions? That's one way to do it. But if the human rights watch gets in your business, then
right,
that's a sign.
That's a rather large sign.
Yeah, it's a rather large sign to basically say, what are you doing?
Me?
You know, no.
Right.
Not you.
Sorry.
What is the country doing?
Right.
Yeah.
Makes very sense.
What is the country doing? And why are there no official guidelines? You know, why even ask the question to Croatia?
Right.
You know, what they're trying to abolish is taking the recommended steps to tangle steps to introduce a system for supported decision making and to train social workers and legal professionals and public authorities. But also, the committee also raised concerns about frequent use of involuntary treatment and restraint measures, as well as other forms of degrading treatment.
Yeah.
In 2010 and 2014, the Human Rights Watch documented abuse of rights of people with disabilities in Croatia, including many cases of prolonged detention without consent, treatment without consent, prolonged seclusion, and use of physical and chemical restraints.
Oh boy, that's not
bad. And they said that the remains concentrated, the newly adopted Croatian mental health law does not require written consent for treatment. Well, maybe it should. You know,
yeah.
If you're going to put chemicals into somebody's body, they should agree, you know.
Yeah.
But then also, the committee assessment serves as a stark reminder for many shortcomings of the Croatian government's disability rights record, and the UN committee has provided a clear roadmap for reforms in Croatia. And said it should be quickly carried out. I would love to see personally they go after them in ways of, you know, not war crimes necessarily, but disability crime, hate crime.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That's just me. I don't. What about you? What do you think?
I think there's a long way to go. It's very difficult. When people go, oh no, let's just make it a thing in which you jump on to people who have disabilities and they're wanting help. There's only so much that they could have.
Right.
And if they don't get the help.
And taking it in through, you know, other countries like the United States, the only laws, there are laws, and, you know, this is why
that's
we have laws against people Well, we have laws against people who torture people with disabilities or do anything.
Right.
We have laws like this. We have, you know, there are people that protect and serve people with disabilities. And it's just, you know what I mean? It's right.
It's called
just
right.
To,
it's like,
do.
Come on, really? It's like, so you,
you
want
know,
to be.
The
it's like, you can't, you're not helping a problem, you're only hurting it, in a sense.
Yeah, and the promotion, the guiding principle is that this has been translated over 16 different languages.
Oh.
Okay. And it's on the UN's website if you want to check it out. It's under the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And it is an amazing piece of documentation. From a PowerPoint presentation to anything else, the convention in brief basically highlights countries from that are to guarantee that persons with their persons with disabilities enjoy their inherent rights of life, and all sorts of other fun things. Discrimination in relation to marriage, and parenthood, and anything like that. Equal
yeah.
rights to gain a living in countries. Everything like that. But it's an 18 optional truth protocol article, you know, and its full text is for human rights, which is great. They even have stuff on Millennium Development Goals, Sustainable Goals, Human Rights Council, that sort of thing.
Right.
And all sorts of international labor organizations, the Development Program, the Population Fund, UNICEF,
mm-hmm.
Refugees, WHO,
right.
The World Trade Organization, many things. So do us a favor and go check it out.
Yeah.
In your Google, you know, it's a great document, and use it. We encourage you to use it in your country if you
mm-hmm.
and point this out, and then they'll shut up. So yeah, it's a horrible thing that in Croatia they're having this. But we're hoping and praying that everything is going to be solved.
Yeah.
And it might take years, it might take months, but either way, it has to be solved.
Yeah.
And then we go to something fun to finish out the night. Okay. There have been pizza thieves on Olus. Yes, an Italian went into a pizza store, made his pizza, and then delivered it to the police. Well, not exactly. You know, the funny thing about police and pizza is that they love it a little bit too much. When I say a little bit too much, I mean a little bit too much enough for a person to sell some stolen, attempted to sell stolen pies onto the police officers.
Oh, brilliant.
That's right. 80 frozen pizzas were stolen on Sunday from a warehouse in Gambell, Alaska. The pies had an esteemed traded street value of more than $1,000, or about $13.75 per pizza. Now, you know, this brilliant thing was done by a 29-year-old and a 21-year-old that offering some well-meaning teachers to a bunch of cops.
Oh, but
it's like kind of like offering your social security information to the nearest vagrant.
Right.
Not the best thing. Not
yeah,
the best thing. But then,
by true.
You know, I imagine they went, wait, you're offering us, you're offering us pizza. Yeah.
Strong.
Now, do you want to get arrested? No, we're just offering you pizza. Are these stolen pizzas? No. Okay, we'll take some. And then they find out they are stolen pizzas. And
right.
Then they were arrested and now are currently in custody in the Anvil Mountain Correctional Center, according to the Associated Press. So, you know, you can't really make a pizza a pizza. I mean,
right.
It's kind of like Smokey going, you can prevent forest fires. Oh, shit, there's another one.
Right.
You know, just, you know, keep your pie safe and your hand off the dough, if that's
right.
Any constellation to you. So, yeah, there's a lot of things wrong with, including the running of Sarah Palin in 2017. Please don't run, Sarah. We're not interested.
Whom listens in, so let's not get into politics, please.
No, we don't know who listens in. But anyway.
There's nobody listening.
Please don't.
Keep listening.
No. But anyway, that's our show for tonight, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, do we have any other news that we can report?
How about the our lovely
credit.
How about Windows 10 is looking good?
The what?
Windows 10 is looking like it's going to be solid.
Yeah, right.
Good.
Exactly. So the credits. Right. So this episode was produced by AMC Project Code, Giant Duvalo Sound Wizard. You have Red Hood and Allison as correspondents. Our drivers are Don't Mess With Mama, and our entrance is Peaches and Love, and his entrance is Goosey with Love. Or Luck. Goofy McLux assistant is Mickey Mouse, or Moose, or Muse. Mickey Muse's assistant is Judy Keepin Collin, and Judy Keepin Collin is Corona Light. However, our show is produced by speaking to microphones or iPhones or any phone at all, and this concludes our show for tonight. And with that, tune in, drop out. No, we mostly like you to tune in. Tune in. Tune in on tomorrow for more satire.
See you Monday.
Same satire. Yeah, and we'll see you Monday. 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 Yeah.
Monday.
Right.
Monday.
On Monday. Sorry.
We're live, actually.
See you on Monday for more satire then and in the future. Good tomorrow. Good morning. Good night and good afternoon. Oh, sorry, I said that wrong. Good morning.
Good evening.
Good afternoon and good night from all of us.
Oh,
bye.
Yes.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.